hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now that right there ought to really shake you up, because we're joint heirs with him.
Jesus has the name above all names, and he's given the name to believers. It's time to exercise authority in Jesus' name to stop the devil's work against the family. Now, let's join Kenneth on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go back over here now to the book of Acts once again, in that third chapter. There's something else here we must see before we go on. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, let's look at the 16th verse . Peter began to preach, and he said in verse 16, his name through faith in his name. Faith in the name. Through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Glory to God. Faith in the name. We read in the 18th chapter of Proverbs, the 10th verse, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. One translation said, it is a strong, high tower, and the righteous run into it and are lifted above into safety. Inside the name. We have authority, the authority of the believer is so, well, like I said, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me both in heaven and earth, therefore you go. You take my name. In other words, you take that authority. That authority has been invested into the body of Christ. Look at the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, please. This will help you get an insight to that tower. Jesus said in the 17th chapter of John, if you recall, we read that last night, he was praying at the Last Supper, and he said, I have kept them in your name. Now, there's a mental play on words there. If you don't ever think about that, it's well, in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. Now, that represents I am speaking in someone else's name. But that's not what he said. That's not what Proverbs 10 said. Or 18:10 said. He said you can go in it. I kept them in that name. I kept them in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be surrounded by it. Because it's the name above every name. Hallelujah. Well, we'll get there. Some of you are still looking at me like a dog in a new pan, but I, you know, you'll get it. Ephesians chapter 1. In the 16th verse, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. All of you partners, and notice this is on the bottom of your partner letter. every time you get a letter, that's right there on the bottom of it. Because this is one of the prayers that are prayed for you in this ministry. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness? Exceeding greatness. Say exceeding greatness. Exceeding. Say it again. Say it again. One more time. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward or towards us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Look, far above, high tower. Huh? Hallelujah. Far above all principality. Far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And you've been named after that name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jump right down to the 6th verse, chapter 2, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're in the name. And the name is in us. The devil looks at you and he just says the name of Jesus right across your forehead. Hallelujah. Say, Brother Copeland, you can't prove that from the Word. Well, you can't prove it isn't either. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go back up there. And has put all things. You could say, and has put all names under his feet. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him. The fullness, we're the fullness of him. That's the reason nothing gets done in the earth without you and me. Somebody's got to pray. Somebody has to use that authority. Somebody has to use that name. Somebody's got to believe God around here. Somebody needs to be taking dominion. Amen. Hallelujah. And put it all under his feet and gave him to be the head. He's the head. We're the feet. Your feet's not in your head. Did you ever stop to think about what the Word of God said about the governments being on his shoulder? Not on his head, on his shoulders. We have authority over governments. We just haven't been using it. just let the devil run roughshod and drive a wedge of meanness between the parties of this nation. And we just sit down and gripe and gram, you know, and go on and get mad at one party or the other, and then instead of taking authority. Well, I've changed my way of doing. Amen. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness. Well, hey, in that Ephesians chapter 6, that's Satan's operation from the lowest to the highest. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirit in the heavenly. Rulers of the darkness. Well, hey, Colossians chapter 1 says, giving God thanks and praising God, who has delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness. They don't have any power to rule you. They don't have any power to rule me. They don't have any power to rule our government unless we give it to them. And even though we've been delivered from the authority of darkness, we live in a world dominated by the devil. He's called the God of this world. Well, of course, he's not our God. I absolutely refuse. I am not going to allow a spirit of darkness to rule me. I'm not going to allow him to rule my household. No. Just a few weeks ago, oh, I got stirred up. The Lord just got stirred up and mad in the name of Jesus. And I just went to ripping. Praise God. Just ripping. I just started ripping into Satan with everything. You're not coming in my house. You're not coming here. God has given me under him the responsibility of my house. And you're not coming here. No, sir. Now, men, it's time for you to get your righteous indignation stirred up and walk around that house. And I mean, you lay a bloodline around that place and you walk through that house. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you take authority over every TV demon. You take authority over everything in that house that don't belong there. And in the name of Jesus, you cast him out. And mama, you follow right in behind him and say, yes, amen. Bless God. Bless God. Amen. Boy, I could just get stirred up and just preach a little while, I guess. The greatness of his name. Where did it come from? Look with me first in the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Oh, this is just so stirring when you see it. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now that right there ought to really shake you up, because we're joint heirs with him. That means we have inherited all things right along with him. We own this planet. Glory to God. By whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now let me read on, because this is necessary for you to grasp that statement. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. He inherited that name, the name of God. God's name is not God. That's not his name. That came out of German theology, Gott. And we just call him God all the time. That's not his name. What, Brother Cooper?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on, she said. Okay, I'll tell you what. He is Jehovah Raha. He is my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh, he sees and provides. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. He's Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He's Jehovah Shalom, our peace. This is his name. Jehovah Shammah, he is present. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jehovah Nisi, he's my canopy, my covering, my banner. Jehovah Sabaoth, not Sabbath, Sabaoth. Now, that's the Englishized word, Jehovah. Did you ever stop and think that if healing passed away, God would have had to have changed his name? His name is healing. His name is not God. His name is Yahweh. His name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. He inherited the name. So if you're going to measure the power that's in his name, then you're going to have to measure the power of God, because he inherited God's names. In one. You'd have to be able to, and you can't. You cannot measure the power of God. We don't have any concept of ultimate power. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Our little old peanut brain, we'll go throughout eternity trying to figure it out.
I'm Zane Bossom. This is my wife, Rachel Bossom. We're from Indianapolis, Indiana, on the west side.
When we first started dating, he actually wasn't born again, which I call it my bad boy phase. but praise God, during the whole time, you could see a love for God in his life. He valued the Bible even before he was born again. And so a few months after we started dating, he became born again, and then shortly after that, filled with the Spirit. And that's when we started attending Spirit of Life Church.
And the first time I ever met Rachel's mom and dad, just the love that they showed, I'd never seen that from a family before. And the way they explained the Bible, and that how poverty, how it was described in the Bible as not a good thing. And I'd grown up that actually, if you were broke, if you were sick, then you were serving God. And just the lies and the deception of that. And then when they show me, oh no, God wants you to be prosperous, God wants you to be blessed. And what that what that allowed me to do, and I've just been studying the scripture here recently, is in Psalm 68, verse 6, it says that he sets the lonely in families. And that's exactly what he did. He set me in a family of faith, a heritage of faith, that now I call it a heritage. Then it was just setting me in a family. And I am so grateful to those men and women who teach the Word of Faith message. In 2008, I got the opportunity to talk to Pastor Zed and Beth about a career change possibly in my life. And we said, hey, can you pray with us about maybe going to the ministry? And Pastor Zed and Beth said, well, actually, we have an assistant pastor position opening, and we'd like you to pray about taking it. So in 2009, I started pastoring as an assistant pastor at Spirit of Life Church. My wife continued to teach. And it was with the thought that possibly 5, 10, we didn't know, but we thought it was years down the road that I'd be taken over as a senior pastor. Well, then 2 years later, Pastor Ed said, we'd like you to go ahead and take over, and we're going to retire. And they call it refiring, not retiring. But they retired, and Rachel and I became the senior pastors. And so now it's 2017, so we've been doing that for 6 years. And it's been amazing. And 3 years ago, Rachel started working full-time at Spirit of Life Church with me. So we are a partner with Kenneth Cope Ministries, and our church has been since its inception back in 1994. Pastor Zed and Beth have always been faithful to that ministry, and we continue to do as well. We've been able to increase each year since my wife and I, since we've taken over.
Kenneth Copeland has talked about that when you partner with a ministry, you can tap into that anointing. Yeah. And so Kenneth Copeland teaching Word of Faith with our church teaching Word of Faith with our members, a lot of our members partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries as well. And so they see all that connection. They see that what's being taught at our church is the same thing being taught by Kenneth Copeland Ministries and vice versa. And so they can see the you know, it's the same spirit. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. That same spirit is leading us to teach and pastor our people in a certain way. It's the same spirit that's giving messages to Kenneth Copeland to give the body of Christ as well.
The times that we've been able to reach out to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, whether it's through the website that we've gotten many members from, because they allow us to be a church on that website, whether it's through the connections we made with different people at Kenneth Cope Ministries.
Stability is so important when you look around at the world, and you know, and being pastors, we have a lot of people come in off the street and you know share their problems, and I just look at our lives and see the stability in our lives. That, you know, different things have come and gone, but we've been able to stay stable. We've been able to stay at peace, at rest in the things of God, and not get tossed to and fro, but just have real stability. And I'd say we have a passion for that, for mm-hmm. teaching people that you can have stability in your life, that you can have a good life.
Our vision is teaching victorious living through faith. And we do that based on three principles of Jesus is Lord, the Word is absolute, and the Word was sent to change our lives as believers. And that's what we teach. Everything we do has to revolve around that. And with that, we emphasize families, we emphasize the lost, we emphasize walking in love, being led of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. But again, those are the foundational truths that we live on and that we teach.
I have three letters handwritten. They were faxed to me from the Colombian office, and they are coming from prisons. They are coming from prisons in Bogota. They are coming from prisons in Cartagena and in different places. These are people who were, all of them say the same thing. I am here in jail. I did something wrong. I was going in the wrong direction in life, and here I am in prison now. And the Word of God and salvation came to me through your materials here. This is the story we hear everywhere. This is what this ministry does. always reaching out to them. And so we are doing our part in our region, in Latin America. And so this is part of our outreach. And these letters that I have in here, there are people who are in there, rightly convicted, and they got saved because of KCM materials that they got in their hands. They got it in the form of a book, our faith-to-faith devotional. They got it in the magazine. They got it, somebody told them about Brother Copeland, shared the magazine, shared an article, and they got saved. And they got a call to preach, some of them. And now there is cells of people where basically these people are actually getting together. And one of these prisoners has 55 people he's teaching on a weekly basis. And he's teaching out of our own materials in Colombia. This society has totally given up on them. And it's a miracle that God reaches out to them in the form of a book in the middle of the prison cell.
In these five messages by Kenneth Copeland, you will learn how to exercise authority over every evil thing that tries to rob you and your loved ones of God's promises. Request your free copy of A Higher Place of Authority today at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply outside the United States. Contact your regional office for more information.
Not long ago, I was in a service where my grandfather was preaching and he was receiving an offering. He was talking about the ministry here and he said, you know, we are a river, not a reservoir. In other words, when you sow financially into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, that's not just going into some bank account where it all stacks up real high. And this place is a river. It's coming to us, going through us. And that's because there's vision here. When you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are sowing into a global vision. And I know many of you are partners, and we say thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for being a part of this broadcast. You're a part of every convention. You're a part of every message preached. You're a part of every person that's healed, delivered, and born again. There may be people right now who are not partners with this ministry. And I invite you, go before the Lord and find out if you too have an assignment alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. As we receive an offering today, let me read this to you from the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. It says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. If you've heard the word through this ministry and on this broadcast, find out how the Lord would have you respond to what you've heard. Father, we receive the giving of the people today. We call them blessed, increased, multiplied, and we say, rise up, advance, and may the goodness of the Lord be seen in your life. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
And I will do whatever you ask in my name. In Jesus' name. It's more than a phrase that we tack on at the end of our prayers. All that God is and does is represented in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus carries authority over all other names. In Philippians, Paul tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Dig into the Word and find out just how much power and authority it carries. Then use that power every time you pray.